This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Warzer. It's April 7th. Later today, the Minnesota legislature reconvenes to take up a bill that would guarantee workers' comp for first responders who contract COVID-19. That includes police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and healthcare workers. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies around Minnesota are asking state health officials to share the location of people who are COVID-19 positive. According to the Star Tribune, the state's three largest professional law enforcement associations, the Minnesota Chiefs of Police Association, the Minnesota Sheriff's Association, and the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, say they want the data to protect first responders from unknowingly getting infected if interacting with a sick person. The ACLU says the request is a, quote, serious overreach. Governor Walz is signaling that he'll extend the current stay-at-home order. He could do that soon. The current order expires in 3 days. Walz said yesterday he's still evaluating the data on coronavirus infections and consulting with state officials and business leaders. He said data could allow him to implement a targeted plan that allows some businesses to resume normal operations. Modeling by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation has dropped the predicted COVID-19 death toll in Minnesota in the next 4 months from 932 to 625, but state officials say not to get too confident in those predictions. The University of Minnesota says summer classes will be online only because of concerns about the COVID-19 outbreak. University President Joan Gable made the announcement in a system-wide email yesterday. The Minnesota Daily reports the decision comes as university students enter the third week of online classes due to the pandemic and social distancing guidelines. The Ramsey County Sheriff's Office is organizing an effort to get homemade face masks to residents in high-rises in the St. Paul area, especially in the Skyline Tower, which is along I-94 in St. Paul. According to a story on Fox 9 News, residents say it's virtually impossible to socially distance in narrow hallways, elevators, and shared common space. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher sent a letter to St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter saying the 24-story tower could, quote, become a cruise ship on steroids. More than 2,000 people live there, many immigrant families and seniors. The Ramsey County Sheriff's Office Help Team will pick up donations of homemade masks. To schedule a pickup, people can call 651-448-3874. Maybe you were out last night, you may have seen this and wondered whether someone forgot to turn off the lights. I'm talking about the lights at high school athletic fields that are left on as part of a movement that's spreading across the country and being taken up by a number of school districts in Minnesota. Last night, Hermantown, Mountain Iron Buell, Grand Rapids, and other districts lit up their scoreboards and athletic fields. It's part of the Be the Light movement. It's supposed to shine some light into these dark days and acknowledge the pain so many students feel as their spring sports seasons have been canceled. Well, the lights this morning are definitely on because of showers and thunderstorms moving across the region. Some patchy fog, too. We'll get some sunshine a bit later on today. Highs will be in the mid-50s and mid-60s, except in the far north, highs there mid-40s, lower 50s today. Partly sunny skies tomorrow. Chance of rain statewide with highs in the low 40s and low 50s. For more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can also turn on the radio. Thanks for listening and have a good day. I'm Kathy Warzer.